Hello, everybody. It is another amazing day in the life of Ab Unfiltered, Real Convos, No Filter. Guess what? Today is going to be such a special and exciting episode with one of my dearest friends, Aisha Curry. I am so excited to have this conversation with her, to actually get to know her a little bit better. You guys would want to know more about her. She is absolutely phenomenal. She's a gift. She's a mom. She's a wife. One of the most amazing women who is driven and passionate about her purposes I've ever seen. I love her so much, and I cannot wait for you to hear a little bit more from her. Aisha Curry is the New York Times best-selling author of The Seasoned Life, as well as a celebrated entrepreneur, television host, and restaurateur. She starred in ABC's Family Food Fight and the Ellen Tube series Fempire. And she's the co-owner of International Smoke Group of Restaurants. She has been featured in Food & Wine, Time, InStyle, Cooking Light, The Wall Street Journal, People, Parents, Good Housekeeping, USA Today, and now she has her own mass publication, Sweet July. She is mom to three children, daughters Riley, Ryan, and son Cannon, and wife to Stephen Curry. Please welcome my friend and sister, Aisha Curry. So everybody, today, I cannot wait to have this amazing conversation. I'm so here for this convo today with my friend and sister, Aisha Curry. Aisha, thank you so much for coming on Ab Unfiltered today, lady.
Of course. I'm so excited. I love that you're doing this.
This is such an amazing step for me. I've had it in my heart for a couple of years. You know how the busyness of life, wife, mom, mm-hmm. and just everything in between just kind of hinders our ability to move forward and things that we want to do for ourselves. But hey, here I am. We're fully moving forward, girl. And what better episode for you to be a part of than No Sideshow or Shadow? I love that so much. You know what? You are so much more than just Stefan's wife. You stand boldly in your womanhood, expanding yourself in every way possible to show that wives of leaders like your husband or even mine have so much more to offer beyond just being that. So could you please just share with us the confidence you found in creating the empire of Aisha Curry aside from just being a wife?
Well, I think for me, I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. And so I've been working since I was a little kid. And so for me, it's almost a part of my identity. I have to be doing something. But I would say what came first was me being content in my role as a wife and a mom and appreciating that and respecting that first. And then saying, you know, what are my passions and how can I implement that into my day to day while still maintaining and appreciating my role as a wife and a mom. And so for me, that was first trying to figure out the quote unquote balancing it all, which
absolutely
doesn't exist, but you find what your perfect normal is.
So right? Good.
So mm-hmm. Everybody like perfect balance. It's not a thing, but you can find your own version of that, just like family life. And so for me, that's what it was. And just knowing that I was gonna be a better mom and a better wife by fulfilling my own passions and having the things that made me happy and made up my DNA as well. It keeps things exciting. It keeps things moving, keeps Stefan on his feet, on his toes. And so that's what it is for me, really. It's not figuring out what can I do to set myself apart. It's what makes me happy and makes me feel full so that I can make the both of us stronger and better.
That is so good. It's so key, something you said, and I've said this so often, balance is an illusion. There is no such thing as balance. You can just throw that right out of the window. For wives and moms like us who lead busy lives, I think whatever needs the most priority or needs the most attention at the time, if you take care of that and just kind of really just organizing all of the things that you have on your plate to the best of your ability while making sure you're staying sane, happy, fulfilled, is your version of balance. I have always said that nobody can give you a template for your own life. You can read books, you can study, and that's why it's a disservice to try to compare yourself with other people's lives, because the things that work for us in our marriage and for our children won't look like anybody else's. So for you to say running in your passion, you've been working and actually having that DNA and that makeup of wanting to be fulfilled yourself helps you to mom and wife better is so key. And I hope you guys get that, because a lot of us feel like, you know, you want a separation from your husband or your spouse, and you don't want to be known as just one thing, which is great and it's key. But in order for her to be a better wife and mom, she's found a lot of peace and solace and fulfilling herself, her personal aspirations and dreams. So that allows her to be that much better for Stefan and for the kids. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And
I will say like it, there are women that are fine with being a mom and a wife, and that is where their strength is in their role and in their mindset. And that is absolutely fine. I think that's the beauty of being an individual, and to each his own. Is people are great in different roles, and right, they feel fulfilled in different roles, and that is okay.
I think
it's important to state that as well.
That's true, because a lot of times we get so caught up in, you know, some people, that's what their calling is. That's what their passion is, being a great, great mom, being a great, great wife. And I don't want to lessen that at all. I just know that there are some people who feel like their passion and drive lands in another entrepreneurial space. And it just gives me a lot of peace and a lot of joy to see you walking fully confident in that vein and not leaving anything on the table. It reminds me of me telling my husband, like, the second day we got married, I want to be fully exhausted of purpose before I leave this life. So whatever that means in whatever season comes to fruition in is okay with me. I just want to learn more about me in the process. And I think that's so telling and so beautiful about us as women and all of the hats that we wear and how much capacity we actually have to expand and contract when necessary for our families and for our husbands in our daily lives. And society has really truly, you know, are just trying to catch up with the fact that women are bosses. Like, women can do almost anything. And you know, when we have husbands who have passionate drives like our own, it's really rare to see a lot of couples like you guys or even like us, where the passion that Stefan has on the court, you have that same passion for everything that has AC attached to it. And it's such a beautiful thing and a beautiful mirror. You've shifted a narrative, especially in being a chef, because you know that thing about women and cooking, and it's like, oh, just stay in the kitchen and cook. Well, you actually make it grand to be in the kitchen and cook.
I'm like, okay.
It's fun. I love it. And it's beautiful and it's so profound. But with each open door, how do you find, how do you make the choices to find what actually fits both of your busy schedules and your life, while maintaining being a supportive wife, dedicated mommy, and running in your own lane?
That has been the most difficult, challenging thing I've had to figure out over the past, 5-6 years, is how to navigate that work-life balance. So for me, the biggest thing was learning how to say no.
Oh, yeah.
And so no has been a really great word for me the past year and a half.
Isn't it the best?
No, it's wonderful. I was the yes girl for so long, because when you are passionate about something and you want to do things to the best of your ability, the things that come your way, there's such a sense of gratitude for everything. And I never wanted to feel like I, you know, was taking things for granted.
Yeah.
And then I started to realize, oh, you know what? But I'm taking myself for granted, and my sanity and my time. Mm-hmm. And so I started having to be very particular about the things that I was doing. And so no became a great word for me. And I went to Michelle Obama's Becoming Tour, and she said, you know, learn to use the word no, and you start to realize everything's going to be fine and people move on. And it's true, they do. And so for me, I have like three boxes now that I have to check for me to say yes. And it has to be, the project has to be passion fueled. How much commitment of my time is it going to take? And then what sort of impact is it going to make? And so if it's kind of frivolous and it's not going to make an impact, it's a hard no. If it's going to take too much time away from my children or my husband, it's a hard no. And then if it's just, I'm not into the money grab thing. So if it's not passion fueled, it's a hard no.
It's a whole
And
no.
so those three, if it doesn't check mark those three boxes, you
That's
got
really
two letters
good.
coming your way.
Two strong letters, okay? And that means something completely different when you rearrange them. Sometimes we have to be on, and sometimes we have to say no. And that is
I love
something that I want our viewers and our listeners to grasp. You can fully be gracious, grateful, and have a heart full of gratitude for the things that God has extended your way, regardless of, whatever opportunity. It could be an amazing idea, it could be a good idea, but is it a God idea that supports what your family represents, that supports your life in a way that has impact, as Aisha has stated? And also, how does it impact your family when we're making these decisions? And that's why I knew she was one of the most perfect people to speak to this thing, because I see her do it with such grace, but I also know that she's very intentional about the things that she connects herself to, which we all need to be. We all need to value ourselves in a way that doesn't allow us to extend ourselves to things that doesn't have a material grand impact on the passion and purpose that you see in front of you for yourself and for people. It's such a real thing, and I'm grateful that you said that. My husband had to learn the word no, because he wants to be there for everybody. He wants to support everybody, and that's just who we are. We love hard. But we found ourselves in the position where when it's our turn and we need somebody to show up for us, we're like, "Where? What happened?" And that will help you say no as well. Not in not, you know, not the tit for tat, but just, hey, they're choosing their time wisely and they're choosing their projects wisely. Why not you? So when you said choosing yourself and choosing to actually stay in that place of gratitude while knowing your value is a very profound thing that we all have to learn how to manage. It's just a beautiful thing.
For sure.
And so you're so far from a sideshow wife. I know the name is hilarious, but like a lot of people expect that some wives of leaders, whoever they are, actresses, entertain actors, I'm sorry, actors, entertainers, pastors, NBA players, NFL players should just be content with being, on the arm of whoever their husband is. And some people are, but you're definitely not in anybody's shadow. And I think that for some wives who may feel like they don't have the capacity or so many gifts or or a lot of passion and for things that they feel like they can do well. What do you have to say for those women who would love to try to do something and step outside of the box, who may have dreams they left on the table because they had a baby, or they're just traveling and supporting their husbands, but they want to find their way back to those dreams? What would you say to someone like that?
I would say, so the way that I started so small, and I think especially I lucked out to where social media wasn't such a huge thing when I started doing what I was doing. And now it's everything, it's your marketing platform, it's how you stay connected to people. It's just a continuous circle. And I think what happens is everyone starts out thinking so big and forgets that sometimes it's okay to start small and think small. Things start from a seed. And so I think just reminding yourself that, like, not everything has to be so big right from the jump. You can start small and intimate so that you can grow into wherever it is you're supposed to go or whoever it is you're supposed to be. So that you're not just deep diving into something that you can't, you're treading,
Sustain,
trying to keep your head above water. It's okay to start with a small dream and watch it turn into a big dream. And so for me, I started, everything was very organic. I started with a small blog, and that was my outlet, and that was my way to voice the way that I felt. And with that, you know, I wasn't searching for opportunity, right? I was about it, doing what I felt I was supposed to do, and then waited for God to open the right doors that were supposed to be open. And so I think it's also remembering that it's not about your plan,
it's all
or
about
what you have on your list. It's about God's timing and God's plan for you. And so as long as you're, you know, doing what you're supposed to do, fulfilling your passion, taking care of the other duties that you have in your day to day, like, it's okay. What's for you is for you. And as long as you're putting in the effort, God's going to open the right doors for you and block the ones that you're not supposed to go through. So I think it's small ideas and small steps matter too.
That's great. I feel so blessed to hear you say that. I can actually place myself in the hot seat. I was like, wow, I've pushed so many things aside for a long time. And I was trying to find my way back to it. And you almost get to a point where you're so angry about not pushing through with the things that you feel like God spoke to you that you'll jump out there and you'll do it. And it can be incredible. But then you're like, okay, what do I do now? You know?
Yeah.
Everything in God's timing. He'll keep you in perfect peace, those whose minds are stayed on him. And I feel like even if you're taking care of a kid, you're taking care of your husband, jot down the things that would make your heart sing. You know, take a moment to spend a little bit of time, even if it's 5 minutes, that grows to 10, that grows to 20, to place some things in perspective for you when you're still away. Big dreams are amazing, but like you said, seeds planted flourish in their specific times. And sometimes, depending on the type of seed, it can be planted for weeks and weeks. And then one day you go out there and it is full grown. And it's like, wow, what just happened? That happened for me because we're around the 1 year anniversary of me stepping into just Aventure Gray Co. and whatever that umbrella houses. And I want all of these things for mentorship. Women, wives, just everybody's on this kick about empowerment for women, but I want more than that. I just want you to know that you're good without any of the titles that you place on yourself, which was another episode I did with Iyanla Van Zandt literally a little while ago, because sometimes we forget that we're worthy whether we do anything. And I've said it over and over, and I want to say it to our viewers and listeners until they get it, because we can get so lost in what we think we need to do and what we feel like we need to be defined by that we forget that we're good if we do nothing, and that God is pleased with us from the very day he created us. And those dreams that you might have felt like were left on the table, wife or mom, or single woman who's looking for the next phase and season of your life, God hasn't forgotten about you. You just need to take some time and invest in yourself before you start investing in everybody else, which is fine. Like, I think sometimes we think it's selfish to choose yourself. And it really isn't. It's actually the greatest gift that you can give, because if you're at a good place, a peaceful place, you have more of the beauty to give and you're not throwing up on people. When I started the company, I was like, wow, this is great. Got bracelets, got candles, got everything moving. It's so cute. And then my husband's like, okay, what's next? I was like, it's the mentorship. But until God speaks to me specifically about how I'm supposed to roll that out, I'm not going to move. Like, I'm fine with that. I'm not one that has to just, you have to do this now. If I don't do that now, I'm a failure. I have learned that everything in God's timing, everything organic, is so much more better than you trying to force something that you're not even ready for. Sometimes God is actually keeping us from some things we can't see on the other side. So we have to learn how to be content with his timing, because we don't know what's on the other side of what we think we want.
Yeah.
So it's so amazing.
Think is the key word, right?
You think,
Yep.
you think.
Yep.
But if you can recall what happened on the day that you decided that AC was a full thing, even inside of your marriage, even after having the girls, even after having Ken and Jack saying, "Hey, Aisha Curry, and everything that God has placed in me, I'm gonna run with it, and I'm gonna trust Him for the perceived balance, but I'm gonna trust Him for the ability to be able to carry it out in the way that He would want me to do it." What can you recall when you made that absolute decision that you were gonna continue down this path?
So I would say, and I think that this is really important in this conversation is, we're talking about like stepping outside and creating a name for yourself, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's so important to remember, like, as a woman in a relationship, whatever it is, married, dating, whatever, it's important to remember that you are, in fact, in a partnership, and it's important for you to communicate with your spouse or significant other about what's going on in your head and the decisions you're making, and that they're there to be used as a sounding board and as an accountability partner. And so for me, it was really, going and speaking to my husband and telling him my thoughts, and came to realize he was supportive, if not more supportive, of the thoughts and dreams that I had for myself than I was. And
That's great.
he's the one that really, forayed me into doing all of these things. And he believed in me so much, and has pushed me day in and day out. Even the days that I
So
don't want to
good.
do things, I've tried to back out of so many things, and he's like, "No, you got to do it." And that's the thing that a lot of people don't know. They say, "Oh, why are you doing all these things to take away from your family? Don't you just want to be with your family?" I love being with my family, but I also feel like I have purpose outside of that. And
Definitely.
guess what? My husband,
It's
who you guys
good.
think I'm staying, believes in it too. And he's the one that's actually like pushing me and believes in me maybe more than I believe in myself. So there's that. So I
There's
think it's
that.
important. Yeah, I think it's
There
important
is
for women.
that.
Yeah, it's important for women not be afraid to ideate with their spouse, because you're
Great.
supposed to doing this, right? It's not this, and it's certainly not that. So, like, rise up together, communicate, and that can ultimately be the key to success and to figuring it all out,
Yeah.
That's why you're in this thing together. So
It's a
that's
beautiful
what I have
thing.
to say.
I think it's so great because people need to know that. Even if we know that because, we have a personal relationship, but people who think they know something about you that they don't. I'm glad that you actually shared that with everyone. Steph is a cheerleader. There's nothing wrong with that, and it's beautiful the same way you're cheering for him on the sidelines to like, gosh, come on, let's get this win, let's get this W. He's cheering for Aisha in the same way, literally. I mean, that's how I feel about my husband. He definitely hears me out. He is the logical person too, and then he's like, well, babe, if this is what you feel, don't leave God out. Just pray about it. And if he says it, I've got you. And a lot of times I always, when I knew that I had that extra reinforcement, that backing, I get real bold then. Like, I'm like,
The
listen,
go-go
I'm gonna post something that might be a tad bit of controversial. How do you feel about it? He's like, I got you. Let's do it. And at first I was like, oh no, then first lady and all that. But I'm me.
what you're talking about?
I'm like, listen, I am just me. And me is enough and me is cool. And God knew who I was before anybody else did. And so being true to myself is so important to me. And being joined with someone like John who says, you know what, that one's a little risky. But I mean, hey, if that's what you want to do, go ahead. Or absolutely, I've got you,
Yeah, but I think that's what was missing from our upbringing in the church, right? That you and Pastor John and other pastors of our generation are doing. You're being yourselves, and you're being unapologetically yourselves, and you're being human. And I think that that was a missing aspect
Oh.
at least I feel that way of growing
It's
up in the
true.
church. You
It's
felt like
true.
you couldn't make mistakes, but God says you're gonna make mistakes, and I'm here to with my open arms to forgive you and to welcome you back. That's why he went up and died on the cross for us. So I think it's so
Clearly.
special that you guys are living your life unapologetically while, pastoring and shepherding your church. I think it's very special.
Yeah, and you know what, girl? That's a whole different show. I'm so excited about it because pastors are people. We're
Yeah.
very real people. And what you said about upbringing, everything was so perfect in church. You never knew if there was an issue with the pastors, the positioning and the presentation, amen, was that everything was perfect. And because I did not want that for myself, I literally cried. I was like, "You're what? You're a pastor, and you're gonna what you're gonna do?" It's my friend, when we first began this walk together, I'm like, "Dude, like I got tattoos. I like a lot of different types of music. Like I'm gonna vibe. I have a strong opinion, and I'm fully cool with not having certain filters because there are some people who get freedom from watching your actual and authentic life instead of the one that you're pretending and living in. And it just really bothers me that for so many years there weren't more transparent leaders, because if we could see the transparency, it would kind of like stop us or help us in navigating life's real circumstances instead of
Absolutely.
just thinking that it has to be this perfect picture, everything's in order, nothing gets out of whack. We're human, female and male first before you're anything else. And when you're born, you're immediately born into sin. You're gonna make mistakes, and it's okay. It's not okay to live there. It's okay to be there, grow from it, and then be better because of it. And that's just so amazing.
Love it.
It's so beautiful, but let's talk about your new venture. You have an amazing new magazine, Sweet July. Girl, listen,
I know it.
friends support friends. I'm not that friend that's like, girl, send me something. I bought so many to
Steve
share with
did, y'all.
people. I was not even kidding, and even was like, hey, something's going on. I don't need you to miss this link is tripping. I need you to fix this now.
I'm
But Sweet
so
July
grateful.
is literally amazing. The premiere issue just came out. So many great nuggets in there. It's vibrant, it's fresh, it's so you. What was the motivation behind Sweet July, the name, for and everything about the magazine creation, and what are your hopes for it?
So it came about, so the publishing company Meredith approached me about doing a magazine, and that to me initially already was baffling, because they publish things like Shape, Essence, People,
Yeah.
so big mass publications. And so at first I thought it was a joke, and then once I wrapped my head around it and realized, oh no, they're serious, I took a second and I said, okay, well, what do I want this to be? And then I looked at the market space and I realized, oh my goodness, like I'll be the first black woman of color to do this since Oprah and B. Smith, which that to me was scary. And said,
Wow.
okay, how am I going to do this in a fresh,
New way.
approachable, middle ground type of way, where all inclusive. It's not skewed just one way, and anybody can go buy it. And so that's kind of how it came about. And so as you flip through the pages, you'll see this issue is very heavy with me because it's kind of my introduction to people that may not know who I am. And so it's filled with a lot of me and my family, this issue. But the intention for it going forward is to be very inclusive, big business, small business, everything in between. And just a big body of work of like female empowerment.
Love it.
And so Sweet July came about because I got married in July. We had all of our children in July.
Every
And
last
so
one of them. Every baby. Like, how do
it's
you
not
do that?
Not even on
It's
purpose.
like season is over. Let's get it in. I'm pregnant. Every child born in July.
Get it. I don't get it. Yeah, this past October, I was like, yes, I'm in the clear. It's a time of happiness though. All of these joyous moments of gratitude and happiness. And so I said, you know what? There's no reason I should feel like this once a year. Why can't I take that feeling that I have and implement it into my everyday life? And so it's kind of a Sweet July is a call to action for people to find those joyous moments of happiness when they feel the happiest in their life, whenever it is, and implement it to their everyday life.
It's
So
so
the hope is for
beautiful,
it to be a
girl.
mantra for people to find their own Sweet July.
I love it. I love the name. I love everything about it. There's this one page in an article. It says, "Get excited for change. Trying something outside your comfort zone can blow up your life in amazing ways you'd never imagine. Discover the two unconventional strategies that will motivate you to make it happen." That spoke volumes to me. And I think for any woman, no matter what age you are, if you're, a teen, budding, headed to college, you're married, been married for years, you're divorced, you're widowed, somebody can find something for them. Some beautiful woman somewhere can find something in there that actually speaks to them. And I encourage you guys to grab Sweet July, every issue she places out. And I know I am because I loved it. I loved it so much. Girl, time flies when you're having fun. And we are already at the end,
Oh
literally
my
just
gosh.
having a whole conversation in a moment. It was phenomenal with you. But before we
That's
get
okay,
out of
Tali.
here, could you just give us an Aisha get you through phrase of grace that you can drop on our viewers and our listeners today? And Aisha, get us through. If we're having a bad day, if we're having a crazy moment, we don't know which way to turn, what is something that you could say that would get us through?
I would say to focus on nurturing and watering your own grass and to not like eye on your neighbor's grass because oftentimes you cross over the hill and you realize that it's actually AstroTurf. So to nurture and love on your own. And just, I just feel like with media, you know what I mean? Like with social media, like just like play into yourself,
All the
like
time.
love and nurture yours.
You guys, did you
I
hear that? Did you really get that? That is so powerful. That's my girl. Listen, AstroTurf is my new favorite term, literally. Water your own grass because your neighbors might be AstroTurf. I'm done. I'm so excited. I love
the
that.
grass looks so beautiful because it's
It's so perfect. It's so amazing. Look at it. It's fake. All of it. It's so funny because one of my friends posted, I guess somebody had rubbed him the wrong way, and he was just like, being original, being a copycat is terrible, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, listen, the more you copy something, the less of a quality it has, the less authenticity. And the more you copy something, the more pixelated it becomes. But God can see right through all of that. So stay true to you is what I can get. I am so excited. Thank you so much, Aisha, for
Thank
your
you.
time on this amazing episode of Av Unfiltered, Real Convos, No Filter, in a positive way, you guys. Thank you so much for getting to know more of Av. Thank you so much for listening to Aisha. I love you, girl. Thank you so
Love
much. This
you.
is
Thank you.
amazing. I'll
Thank
see you
you.
soon. Love you.
Okay, sounds good. Stay safe, you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There's Ab Unfiltered, and we're done. Follow her on all social media. Follow Sweet July. Keep up with her. Keep up with her blog. Keep up with everything, Aisha. You will not be disappointed. And that's it. We'll see you next time on Ab Unfiltered.